Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now with the Seahawks scramble, here's a jock and two straps.
All right, it's one jock, two straps. You figure out which one's the jock and two are the straps.
That's not going to be difficult to do.
You got a guy, me, who doesn't give two craps about football. You got a guy, Brian, who's deeply...
a pretty decent football guy. And then you've got a guy that actually played in the league, Cam Cleland, 1080 The Fan, our sports bro.
I feel like I'm one of the straps. Am I one of the straps?
No.
Is that
no.
what I'm supposed to be? No, I'm supposed to be the jock.
You are the jock.
So I'm holding you two together.
Yes.
I'm keeping the boys up and tight and together.
Can you be a little more gentle? You got a big ham hock handed mark.
Sorry. I got big hands for a reason, boys.
So, Cam, what grade did you give the Seahawks yesterday?
I like to keep it high and tight in here. Yeah. That's what we do.
So, the Seahawks start off with a win. You and I communicated a little.
Yes.
A brief one sentence text.
Yeah. Quite animate. So, how'd the game end up, Terry?
I know the Seahawks won.
That's a good start.
Yeah. So, they looked actually, I flipped back and forth a little bit during the game, but I got a question for you, man. A guy who has played in the NFL, and let's be honest, man, you were a super successful player in the NFL
long time ago
until you got injured. Doesn't matter how long time, you made it. Now they got a rookie lineman on the offensive lineman on the Seahawks. That's
the right side.
Always
yes.
been a difficult deal for the Seahawks. Their line has sucked. Let's be honest. Russell gets sacked an awful lot. Explain the difference between high school ball, college ball, and then when you get into the pros. Because I imagine you were a star in high school and college, then you get to the bigs.
There's a lot of rookies when they come out like that. They're just not mentally prepared, but physically they're not prepared because when you're that good in high school, if you're the good player in high school, you kick everyone's ass. I mean, that's just kind of how it works. You're that much better. And then you get to college and like, all right, these guys are a little pretty good, and you start to separate yourself. But when you get to the NFL, everybody's good. Everybody's fast. Everybody's big. And what separates these guys is really just experience and knowledge of where to be and how to do it. Look, the sacks that happened yesterday with Russell Wilson are not just the anomaly. It's him trying to preserve his life by not scrambling around and creating so much outside the pocket. He's going to take some sacks sometimes. But let me tell you, it's a heck of a lot better than where Jermaine Ifedi was on that right side. They're going to get better. You still have Dwayne Brown, who's a lock star. I know that's upset. I'm sorry I didn't take away from Houston from you, Brian.
No worries, Brian.
That dude's a big-time player at left tackle, still at age 35. There's going to be a huge difference of speed for them to adjust. It's going to be difficult for these rookies, but you have to. You're just going to have to get thrown into the fire.
Thanks for bringing that up, by the way. That was the only thing that any Houston Texans had left. Their pride's gone long
ago. Oh, yeah. We're going to take them all.
There's a death to O'Brien movement like crazy right down there right now. Especially after the day that D-Hop had yesterday.
Oh, and he had 14, and just an incredible day for the... I mean, I don't know if you guys... I mean, how much you watched it, but... It was something that I said, life with football. This is coming from a football guy that needs that. Life with football is just so much better.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question, though. I found this crazy, and I can't, the coach's name escapes me. But Friday, suddenly, the Seahawks lost their special teams coach. All of a sudden, he's gone for personal reasons.
Well, Larry Izzo was a friend of mine. I played with Larry Izzo. He's now stepping into that interim. So Larry was a great linebacker, special teams player in New England.
Rice University.
I know Larry. Yeah, and a great guy. I don't know the full details in that situation about what's happening. Look, it could be anything from family and what we're dealing with COVID. There's a lot of things that happen so quickly in this league, and that's why you have 20 guys and support staff always in the stable.
Cam, let me go back to the original question I asked you about, you know, when you first get into the pros. You know, everyone's big, Everyone assumes that. What was your rude awakening when you first came to the NFL?
It's scary because I blocked a guy named Reggie White in Green Bay. That's a little intimidating when you see the minister of defense over the top of you. And you're looking at a guy. At his time, he was, what, 34 or 35 at the time, towards the end of his career. But it was still, it was terrifying to be out there and see guys. And the other part of intimidating is there's guys you watch on TV. You're like, I've been watching this guy for 10, 15 years. Can you imagine stepping into the huddle with Tom Brady, who's been out there for 20 years? Carmen, he played with guys that weren't even born yet at this point that are starting to come into the league. That's the fear that you have, the anxiety that it takes. But eventually, once the ball is snapped, you do realize, dude, we're all just football players. And you just got to rise your game up. But it's intimidating to see those icons that are out there every single, like, damn, that guy's really good. And I'm just a slappy.
Did you hold your own against him, or did he teach you?
No,
a thing
he kicked me on my ass. I didn't need to do that. I mean, I hit him so damn hard. I hit him as hard as I could, and I've never gone backwards. He just goes, "That's right, rookie," and his little, you know, that raspy, dark voice. It goes, and he was the nicest guy in the world. But boy, it was like hitting a stone wall. And that's the thing is a win. And I've used this is my favorite quote: a win in the NFL is 6 inches, boys. I left that one for you, Terry.
Well, you know, my wife's been saying that same thing. I guess we sleep in the NFL. I don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.